So you can use the kinematics equation of motion to find basically any variable that you want, but you have to make sure that when choosing the right equation, you need to have the values for the rest of the equation. So let's say if you want to find time take during a trip, and you have distance, final velocity, and initial velocity. Distance, final velocity, and the acceleration. You would know that this would be the right equation because it has everything except for time, which is basically the one that you're looking for. So, and important things that you need to make note of in projectile motion is that a projectile's path is always a parabola. Since we're disregarding air resistance, the horizontal velocity would be the same. It would be constant throughout the motion, or throughout the trip. Acceleration would be always 9.81 meters per second squared, not 10, not 9.8. And it's either positive if it's going down, but if an object is going up, acceleration would have to be negative because it's making the object decelerate. The horizontal velocity is constant at the maximum height of the motion for the trip. So let's say so that's the trip, that's the path a projectile moved. Here at the top, the velocity would have to be zero, and because it's not moving up or down, the horizontal velocity would have to be zero. I mean vertical, because it's not moving up and down. And the total time of the projectile's flight is twice the time it took at the start till the maximum height. So if this is the total time it took for the projectile to fall back to Earth, this would be half the time it took for ball to reach the maximum height. So let's say if that is t, then that would be 2t. And the range, which is basically the distance traveled by a projectile horizontally, is equal to the horizontal velocity, which is constant, times the time it took during the whole trip. And the projectile also hits the ground at the same angle and at the same speed as it moved up. So let's say an object traveling with an initial velocity of 2.5 meters per second and
at
45 degrees, when it hits the ground, like at the end here, it would have to be at a speed of 2.5 meters per second and also at 45 degrees. Although this only, you can only make sure that it's like that if the ground level, if the ground is level. So if there's like, I don't know, a stage there, then obviously it won't be at 2.5 meters per second there, and not at 45 degrees.